to this great church. We want to thank you for the invite to come and to be a part of this great gospel meeting. We love to brag on Jesus. I don't know about you. You might brag on your favorite basketball team. You might brag on your favorite football team. But I come to tell you today that you need to brag on your Savior. That is Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Just before I go into my lesson text for this morning, I'd like to take just a minute in honor of Brother Judge Raymond Miles and have a moment of silence in his behalf. To God be the glory. As we look at the lesson for today, the theme of this great gospel meeting is our God is alive. And I toiled with that to say that truly our God is alive. Now y'all bear with me, and I'm going to see if I can get this old jalopy running. Just a minute. I'm like an old T Model 4. You know, one of those one that you used to crank up. How many from the South in here? Now, y'all say amen. Help me through this now. You know, we ought to be lively stone. And we talking about our God is alive. So we ought to be lively stone. He, you know, anything dead ought to be buried. But we stop by this morning to hope we can lift somebody to another level. And if they're not affiliated with him, they will become affiliated with him through the blood of Jesus. As we look at this morning, and we see that God is still speaking. He's still healing. He's still comforting. He's still providing. He still creates. He still restores. He's still the Redeemer. He still manifests. And God is sitting high and looking low. Our God is alive. We want to thank Brother Jackson for reading our scripture. If you have your Bible, go with me to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 3. For there I want to pull our lesson for this morning. For there I see some great things in helping us understand that our God is alive. I don't know about you this morning, but I know it wasn't the alarm clock that woke me up this morning. I know it wasn't the rain beating down on the roof of the house that woke me up this morning. But I know it was the finger and the touch of our God who touched me with the finger of love, started me on my way. And I'm so glad this morning to know that we got a God that sits high, looks low, navigates our lives, directs us in the direction we should go through the Holy Spirit. And I'm glad this morning to know that our God is alive. But what I found out is that he's not only alive, but he is able. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 20, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we ask. Do we ask of some things? Yes, we do. We always find ourselves asking him for something. I don't know what you may ask for, but some of us ask for a good job. Some of us ask for a big house. Some of us ask for a nice car. But I stopped by to tell you this morning that we got a God that if you serve him right, he will grant you your request. The Bible says that now to him who is above to do exceedingly, he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that work in us. Well, I got maybe about 4 points I want to look at. And if I get happy, I might go a little further. But we'll see how the Holy Spirit, how it leads me. But we first of all know that our God is able. He's able to give us an abundance. Abundance, as Ephesians have already stated. He gives us an abundance, meaning he gives us more than what we need. He gives us an overflow. Some of y'all looking at me funny, but I want to tell you, when we look at the Bible, somebody get for me, Matthew chapter 14, around verse 13. I want to show you about this abundantly able. You see, the word abundance means marked by great or plenty, and apply, abound, occurring in abundance, being amplified. That means that it may look like it's not much, but when God put his hands on it, he makes it overflow. He gives us an abundantly amount because he's abundantly able. When we look at Matthew chapter 14, y'all probably have read and heard that in many different ways. I stopped by this morning to see if we can understand how our God is able. When we look at that verse in Matthew chapter 14, verse 13, if somebody have that, let them read. When Jesus heard what had happened, he went to a solitary place. Come on. Look at here. It's something about when Jesus is around that the crowd want to follow him. I don't know about you, but when we meet on Sunday, we come to the sanctuary, we should have a crowd trying to follow us. We need more folks to follow us into the sanctuary. Why should they follow us? Because Jesus is in the house. When Jesus is in the house, there's something going on in the house. And in the house, it may be some things that we need to hear. In the house, we may need to do some cleaning. In the house, we may need to get ourselves right. In the house, we may need to set some things in order. But the multitude followed him. What else, Brother Burnside?
When Jesus landed, he saw a large crowd.
Well, he saw a large crowd.
Uh-huh,
he had compassion. Look at it, look at it. Now y'all look at this. Abundantly, I'm going to come down for a minute to get a little closer to you. Y'all look like y'all not getting this. We're looking at abundantly able. There was a crowd that followed Jesus. The Bible said he had compassion, love, humility. See, compassion is a close-knit type of feeling that one has for another. He had compassion. Come on.
And healed the sick.
Come on.
As evening approached, the disciples came to him. And said,
uh-oh. Somebody came to him and said, this is a remote place.
It's getting late
now. Come on.
Tell the crowd
to go away.
So they can go to the villages and buy themselves some food.
Come on.
Jesus replied,
don't send them away.
See, that's what compassion
does. Compassion
takes a type
of look
at and say,
why send them away?
But then
we finna show you something.
Now, y'all watch.
Jesus
said, you give them
something to eat.
Come on.
We have only 5 loaves of bread.
Look here. They
say, Lord.
Lord.
That sounds just
like some of us, ain't it?
We ain't
got too much
to
you talking about
feed some folks.
It's a great crowd
of folk, but
we ain't got too
much that we
can do for them.
Come on.
We only
got 5 loaves
of bread.
And how many?
Two fish.
Now
y'all remember,
our God is able.
He's
able now.
5 loaves.
2 fish.
Come on.
Oh,
look at here.
Our God
is alive and
able.
He said,
bring me
the
5 loaves
and
the 2 fish.
Come on,
Brother Burnside.
And he directed the people to sit
down. Wait a minute.
So you're
telling me, Brother
Burnside, that
when the Lord
have compassion
and he
loves you
and he know
he's finna bless
you and take care of
you, he
tells you to
sit down.
Take it
easy. In other words,
stop worrying
so much.
Let me
handle this.
I come to
tell you today,
let the
Lord handle
your problems
today.
Stop
worrying about
your problem.
His
love and compassion
will
take care of you.
He wants
you to sit down
and he wants
to do something for you.
So before
he began
to do what he's
going to do,
he had them
to sit down.
A lot
of us always want to be
on the go.
Sit down.
Let
the Lord
do what he
does.
Come on.
Uh-oh.
He took
the 5 loaves,
2 fish.
Looked
up to
our God.
Come on.
Look at here.
Said a word
of thanks.
And
what happened?
He broke the loaf.
Then he
gave it to the disciples.
And then
the disciples
distributed them
among the people.
Well,
Brother Thomas,
what
are you trying to
say?
I'm trying
to tell you this
morning
that our
God is
able.
Our
God
is alive.
If
he can feed
a multitude
of people
with
5 barley loaves
and 2 fish,
and
in that he
had compassion
to have
them to sit
down,
just think
what he could do
for you today
if
you just accept
his word
and be
understanding
to his will
and
his word.
He took
the 5 barley loaves,
2 fish,
and
he began to
feed
the multitude.
Now,
I haven't even
got
to the
lesson.
I said
we're talking about
abundantly
able.
See,
after all that,
listen
at what happened.
They
all ate and were
satisfied.
But what happened?
Hold
it.
Our
God is able
that
he had
an
abundance
left
over
after
feeding
the crowd.
Ain't
it wonderful to
know
that when
God have
compassion on you,
when
God allows you the
ability to
sit down,
that
he
will do something special for you, you, and you. He will serve you your meal in abundance. In other words, the lesson here is that he fed the multitude of people, but he had an abundance left over. He's able. He's able. He's able. He's able. You ever paid all your bills and had an asset left over? Huh? That's what God will do for you. He'll take your little bit and make it a lot, but you have to be obedient to his word. Abundantly able. Let's go over to, I believe, Matthew chapter 15. Let me see if that's where I want to go, because I want to show you something else. Not only is he abundantly able, he's bountifully able. Matthew chapter 15, about verse number 32. I'm trying to show you something because I want you to get this morning, that our God is alive because he's able to give us an abundance. He's able to save us to the uttermost. He's able to keep us in his hand. Amen. Matthew chapter 15, verse 32. Jesus called his disciples. Once again, there go compassion. You see, you can't get away from compassion. Jesus, have compassion. Come on. Okay, they was with him for 3 days. And they, once again, here goes some folks that's, you know, I don't know about us, but it's always looked like some folks are hungry. You know, I've learned, though, when folks are hungry, they can't do too much. But if you feed folks, you can get a lot more out of folks when you feed folks. So folks was hungry. He had a multitude with him once again. Come on. They had nothing to eat. And then he won't go. Here's another group he wasn't going to send away. He don't want them falling out. See, that's what I say. If folks are hungry, we don't want you falling out. We want you to come into the vineyard of the Lord, and we want you to work, but he wants you to be fed first. Why? Because he's able in abundance, able and bountifully to make sure that you have what you need. Because he's alive. What else? The disciples said unto him, here we go with that bread again. Come on. And to feel so great a multitude. Jesus said unto them, how many loaves do you have? Okay, here they got 7 loaves. And a few little fishes. Not 2 this time, but a few fishes. Now, we already know what he did with 2 fish, 5 loaves. So just think what he's going to do with 7 loaves and a few little fishes. Bountifully. Come on. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. Truly, I can say he's a bountifully able God. A God is able to make all grace abound towards us. Bountifully mean literally bestowing gifts as favors, given the provision of abundance. Many people are tight-fisted with God and others. They want to keep everything to themselves. But I stopped by today to show you that our God is alive. He's alive because he's abundantly able to exceed all our wishes. He's bountifully able to give us what we need. He's lovingly able to lift us up when we fall down.
He's all right with me. He's eternally able. Jesus Christ, the same today, tomorrow, and forever. You know, have you ever ran into somebody that they one way one day and another way another day? Well, I stop by to tell you, Jesus is not that way. If you catch him one way, he's going to always be that way. He's not going to be mad at you today, upset with you tomorrow, but he always is going to have companion towards you. I stopped by this morning to try to help us understand that our Lord is able in abundance, unboundfully, in loving, and eternally. But I want to tell you that our God is able to deliver us from whatever problem or situation we might be in. Y'all remember the three Hebrew children. They expressed his true eloquence. Y'all remember, down there, they got caught up in the fiery furnace. Those Hebrew boys, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. But let me tell you, sometimes we all get caught up trying to do what's right. But sometimes we don't do all that we could do. But God will deliver you. Why? Because he's able this morning. I'll tell you this morning, God is able to sustain us. God is able to present us. I just come to tell you this morning that I'm so glad that God is able. I didn't always have what I always got. And I know that God have brought me a mighty, mighty long way. There was times I didn't have no food on my table. There was times I couldn't wear a nice suit. There was time I didn't have a nice place to stay. But thank God how able he is to make it happen for me. Now y'all can sit out here in the audience, but I want you to know you ain't always been where you are today. All of us had to make a struggle to get where we are. We thank God this morning for giving us an abundance of what we have. Some of us got hats in the closet. Some of us got suits in the closet. If I was to go through your house, we'll find 3 or 4 televisions in your home. Why? Because God is able to put those things in your possession. Some of us driving nice cars. Let me take you back down, to the country where we didn't have cars like we have today. We had horse and buggy or mule to get around. We just got around the best way we could. And if you didn't have a horse, if you didn't have a buggy, then you had to walk. Some of us had to walk barefooted because we didn't have shoes. But I stopped by this morning to say, God is able. Look at us now. We got more shoes than we know what to do with. We got more clothes than we know what to do with. Why? Because God has given us an abundance of all of what we have today. And I thank God this morning that he have given me the abundance of looking into his word. His word is quick and powerful. It cuts going and coming. Oh, I woke up this morning saying, thank you, Jesus. Why? Because every time you turn the television on, somebody didn't make it. But because we serve a God that is alive, he put a hedge around us. He builds us up. He allows us the privilege to walk by faith and not by sight. Not one day, but every day of our life. I'm so glad this morning to know that my God is able, Sister Barnes. He's alive. He's bountifully able. He's lovingly able. He's eternally able. And he will continue to lift you up long as you obey his word. Our God is able. Y'all remember Daniel. Old familiar story. Daniel got caught up doing what the Lord instructed him to do. But just like today, when we try to do what God wants us to do, there's always a devil around trying to dip into your business. Somebody saw Daniel doing what he was supposed to do. He was praying, and they didn't want him to do it. Sometimes folks don't want to see us pray. But I come to tell you, God is able. They took Daniel before the magistrate. Say he was caught doing what he wasn't supposed to do. Then they sentenced him to go down in the dungeon. Yeah. And in that dungeon was a lion. But see, when trouble comes, we can't see it. We don't understand it. But God is omnipresent. He guides us through our trials and tribulations. Daniel was in the lion den. And before the lion could do what he was going to do, our God, y'all don't hear me, our God is alive. He's able to bring you through trials and tribulation. We all walk through the valley of the shadows of death. But I come to tell you this morning that I fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff that comfort me. And I tell you this morning, I don't have to want for anything. Because the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Thank God this morning. I used to be an old hard-headed little boy running around in this life. One day I was brought to the church of Christ. I sat near the front of the church, Brother Burnside. I heard the preacher preach, but while he was preaching, I was acting up. I looked over at one of the sisters. See, back then, everybody raised children. I didn't have to worry. I looked at one of the sisters. She gave me the eye to shut my mouth. I shut up and looked up at the preacher. Heard him preach the death, the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I was about 10 years old. I understood right from wrong. I didn't fully understand everything about Jesus, but I knew what he was saying was what I needed to hear. There was a time before I came into church that I used to throw rocks at the church window because I didn't understand the value of church. But I thank God today. Look at what he done to me. Look at what he done for me. Our God is able. He took a old dirty faced, hard-headed rascal like me, brought me before the church, allowed me to hear the preacher, allowed me the chance to walk out, say that I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Then I went down in the watery grave of baptism. I came up a new creature. in Christ Jesus. All because my God is able.
Amen.
He was able to bring me into the house. And I'm so glad that when I got in the house, I found the healer who helped the helpless come to where the healer is. We are to be helpers, helping the helpless into the house where the healer is. In spite of the hinderers, in spite of those that's trying to turn against you, all because one day we all want to shout hallelujah.
Amen.
To our God who's alive.
Amen.
This morning, I have so much to be thankful for. Look at me now. I stand before the church and I proclaim his mighty name.
Amen.
I run on with Jesus. I talk with Jesus. I just keep on lifting him up. Not one day, but every day of my life.
Amen.
I'm so glad this morning that I'm a child of God, that I'm able to know he's able in abundance, in love, in eternal life. I'm so glad this morning to know that he gave me everything that I have. And because he gave me what I have, I'm willing to serve him till I die.
Amen.
Now, what about you this morning? Are you willing to give your all to the Lord and show him how much you appreciate him for doing what he have done for each and every one of us?
Amen.
He fed 4,000, 2 fish, 5 loaves. Fed a multitude of 5,000, 7 fish, few fishes. And then the blessing was what was left over in each of those cases. Now, if you need Jesus today, you have heard the word. It's up to you to believe, repent of your sin, confess Jesus as your personal Savior. Go down in the watery grave of baptism, come up a new creature in Christ Jesus. And you too can be blessed in abundance because our God is alive. This morning, I'm closing. Some of y'all look like I was boring you, so I'm closing. I'm closing now. In my closing, I want you to know that God is able to change your tears into triumph. He's able to change your gloom into glory. He's able to change your weakness into strength. He's able to change your rocks into roses. He's able to turn your weary into worship. He's able to change your heartaches into hallelujah. He's able to change your failures into success. He's able to change your enemies into your friends. He's able to change your sorrow into joy. He's able to change your duties into delight. He's able to change your misery into miracles. He's able to change your frustration into faith. This morning, our God is able. Our God is alive. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet as we sing the invitation song.
There is beyond the